morning. Why don't we have another short word of prayer before we start? Yes, Lord, we come before you this morning. Just thank you for this precious opportunity, Lord, that we have to come and worship you freely, Lord. We pray that we would not take this in vain, Father, but that we could continue seeking diligently, Father, and you would bless the people that are sharing today, Father. Help us to share the words that you would want us to share, Father, not of our flesh, Father. With this day in your hands, I ask you also bless Brother Steve. Help him to share, not his lips, Father, help him to share the words that you would have for him. We pray that we could be open and willing to accept what you have for us today. With this day in your hands, in Jesus' name, amen. Yeah, it's good to be here this morning. I was very inspired last week as well. I've learned a lot of good things. It was a little difficult for me to determine what things not to write down, because it was all very profound. But maybe one thing in specific that I've learned this week, Brother Mickey from Vermont, I don't know his last name. I actually forget the title or series of his message, but it was in regards to living our life with an eternal perspective mindset. And the verse I thought of was in Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2. It says, "Wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." In verse 2, "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." If we can grasp that Jesus has done that much for us, it seemed like it would inspire us to find more ways to fully serve him with our whole heart, not just partially. I find that struck in my own life, whether it's devotions or prayer time, that we would have I find my thoughts partially somewhere else sometimes. And I believe that Jesus deserves our everything. So yeah, we've all learned a lot this week, but it starts now. It starts, if we can just master or accomplish, or can I say conquer one thing that we've learned, I believe we'll lower the wall and rejoice. So yeah, pray for me in this area that I could continue being building my tower with a eternal perspective mindset, and not a mindset of a temporal or the seen perspective that our flesh wants, but that I could continually, purposely direct my thoughts and become more than a conqueror for the Lord and have an eternal perspective mindset. I believe if we have a vision to go nowhere in this life, that is exactly where we will end up. May God bless you.
Thank you. Greetings in Jesus' name. One of the main things that stuck out to me was what Abner Showalter shared about our recycling God. He showed an example of a broken, smashed, battered plastic milk jug, empty of itself. And beside it was a brand new glider made from recycled plastic. That is what God can do for us when we confess our sins to Him and die to self. He makes our life brand new. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9. I will leave you with the question. Have you given your broken and battered life to Him? God bless you all.
Good morning, everyone. I was blessed by all the messages this past week. I'll share a little on the one that stood out to me. Are we focusing on the temporal things of this world, which are seen, or on the eternal things, which are not seen? In 2 Corinthians 4:16 through 18, Paul tells us, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." Let's live our lives with an eternal perspective.
Good morning, everyone. I was really blessed with all the messages that were shared this past week. I'll share a little quote with you all that really stuck out to me. If your life makes sense to the world, then something is wrong. So let's all examine our lives. Do our lives make sense to the world?
Our kind and loving Father. Good morning, everyone. I'm going to share one of the many things I was blessed with. Mickey Brubaker, he spoke of having an eternal perspective. The title was Preparing for the Future in the Light of Eternity. It really spoke to me. He said, sometimes we get so caught up in the busyness of life and we get our focus off of God. He gave the example of the verse in Revelation 4:1. I'll read it. It says, after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking to me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee the things which must be hereafter. He said, if we could just glimpse what John saw, we could keep an eternal perspective. The door is too often closed in my life because I'm too focused on the things of this life. My desire is that I could walk, my walk with Christ would be closer so that I can continually look through those doors and keep an eternal focus and someday walk through those doors and hear those words, well done, my good and faithful servant.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Greet you all in Jesus' name. Well, I guess I might already share a little bit of what I was going to talk about. So, well, this week was, I guess, a blessing for me. I enjoyed all the speakers, but Mickey made a quote that says, if your life makes sense to the world, something's probably wrong. So I'll just thought, you know, let's try not to fit in with the world. But let's be a shining light to those around us so that when people see us, they can see Jesus flowing out of us.
Good morning, everyone. I was really blessed with all the messages I heard this past week, but something that really stood out to me was, are we living for Jesus daily? Let's remember that as each moment goes by, we will never have those moments again. Let's have a heart like Jesus and daily seize the opportunities of helping and serving others, for our time on earth is only a short while. Keep an eternal focus, for this is a vision we will need to receive in eternal inheritance.
Serve. morning, everyone. You too, in Jesus' name. It's been an encouraging week at Bible school last week. We just sang the song about overcoming. And Abner shared this week quite a bit about practical steps to take to overcome. He shared that if we have a vibrant prayer life and a vibrant Bible reading where we connect with God, then it'll help us in times of temptation to flee. And then another point he made is if we, kind of a simple, he said if another way to overcome is to flee temptation. You left an impression on us to run like a deer when temptation comes.
Greetings in Jesus' name. Abner Schwalter preached a message about the life of Joseph. Joseph went through the mill. He was sold as a slave, tempted, and unjustly thrown in prison. Still, he chose God and trusted God, and the outcome was beautiful. Like him, in order to be successful, we must be put through God's mill. He doesn't always let us see because he wants us to trust him and have faith. I find this touching because even in the most painful times of life, he is at work to make us into something beautiful. Are we trusting God in our mills today?
Good morning. God was made. Friendship is not made up of one big thing. It's a bunch of little things. And the devil, he's going to try to attack us and get us in a bunch of unfaithful in a bunch of little things. So sometimes, like, we think, oh, this doesn't matter. Or, who's going to, this is okay. But no, the devil, he's going to attack us there. So there's a verse on Luke 16, verse 10. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much.
My God with me. I was blessed by all the messages shared at Bible school this week, and I will just share one of them that was preached by Leon Hirschberger. When we are struggling to feel accepted, it's actually pride. To overcome the feeling, I'm not good enough or I'm not accepted, we must firmly believe that we are crucified with Christ. God bless.
Good morning, everyone. I was blessed last week with a thought of, when we are in a struggle or a battle, where are we getting our weapons from? Are they from this world or are they from God?
Good morning, everyone. Greetings in Jesus' name. There's a lot of things to receive from this week, and I was not quite sure what to share on. I decided to share on Edmund Schulwater's message. He had an illustration up there. He was talking about Joseph's life. He had an illustration up there of, he had a fly tape up here, and he had a wax paper up here. And he was talking about Joseph's life and how his life was like wax paper. His sins didn't stick to him. His failures, he overcame, and he stayed clean. But the fly tape was like, if we fail all our failures and we can't forgive ourselves and our trials, everything just sticks to us, and we're too proud to give up and let God just wash us and be clean. So just a question, are we being like wax paper and letting all our failures and up to God, or are we keeping it all to ourselves and making our lives more miserable?
Jesus' name. Yeah, I wasn't sure what to share on that this week. It was, quite a blessing. But I was greatly blessed and encouraged this week. And what stood out to me was especially Monday evening, just having that vision, or getting the vision just to seek things that's eternal and not getting wrapped up into things that maybe not quite so important to us. And yeah, as I was looking through my notes, just sitting down one day, I came across a statement I had wrote down that Brother John Longer had shared about a year ago, saying that on a broad spectrum, the Anabaptists are drifting more into pleasure-seeking. And yeah, it just really convicted me and made me examine my own life. As Mickey said, if the world looks at your life, does everything make sense to them? Yeah, I was convicted this week of just my own pridefulness. Realizing maybe the pain that I've caused people, and yeah, I'd like to apologize to those, and I seek your forgiveness, and I feel like God has given me victory over this, and well, I'd still appreciate your prayers as they continue on. And yeah, I just want to encourage the young people to let's just keep an eternal vision and get behind the ministry, even if we don't quite understand why they may direct us a certain way. Sometimes the things that we don't see are sometimes the biggest blessings. God bless you.
I was very blessed to learn from the messages this week. Some things that spoke to me were on making our time of secret prayer a priority, and especially during times of disrupted schedules where it's easy to get slack on that. And also, we were challenged of how much of the Bible do we have memorized. If we would encounter a time of persecution, how much do we have hid in our heart? I want to do better with that. And also the illustration of the fly tape and the wax paper of just allowing God to remove hurts and pain and things from my life and not to carry that on with me and be hindered by that for being effective for God.
Hi, good morning, everybody. I was really blessed this week with all the messages we heard. My heart was pricked quite a few times this week. But Mickey Brubaker had some thoughts, provoking words. He said, one of them was, what you do is who you will become, and who you are is who you will be. And I had to really think about that. A good thought for me, because I tend to think someday when I'm older, I'll be able to have this, this certain position, or like I'm gonna be a little wiser, and I'll be able to make choices better. And but Mickey had said how sure age brings experience, but only God brings true wisdom. And so who I am today is who I will be, and unless. Whether good or bad, unless something changes. And he talked about the sun in our solar system. I don't know if that was Mickey or if that was Leon Hirschberg, I don't remember. But he talked about the sun in our solar system, how all the planets orbit around the sun. And he asked the question, if are we Christ-centered? He made the point about, do we orbit around the sun? S-O-N, like, is he the center in our life? And then Leon Hirschberger talked about the cornstalk, how a when a corn kernel is planted, it dies and it starts growing. And when it needs, there's some kind of chemical in the gene stem that it releases droplets into the ground, which draws the proper nutrients that it needs. And it releases the droplets according to what it needs. And I guess this, kind of lost my train of thought, but a corn stalk tracks what it needs, not necessarily what it wants, but I often put what I want and what I need in a different category. And there was something that I would like to work on in my life, to have my wants and my needs on the same page. And I had to think, am I attracting the proper nutrients that I need to grow in the grace and the knowledge of God? In James 1, it says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth all men liberally, and upbraideth not, shall be given unto him. So what our affections are on is what we will attract, and is what we're going to gain more knowledge in. So God, to attract the attributes of God, I guess, is he will freely give them to us if that's what we center our life from. So there's some thoughts to add.
Good morning, everyone. On Friday, there was a message shared. I think it was Andy Dutter shared it on preparing for our future in the light of persecution. And he talked a lot about Christians in the Soviet Union during the 80s. He shared a lot of stories how they just suffered tremendously for their faith in the Lord. And But they considered it just a normal part of their life. They didn't realize that you could be a Christian and not suffer persecution. And it's easy for us to live here in the United States, and we, as the song says, we sit in our costly temples and we pray that the Lord's kingdom would come. But we're just entirely too fine with just living a comfortable life and just some ease and he made the comment that just kind of struck me. One of the things he said was in our country, in the U.S., Christianity and evil just comfortably coexist. And I just had to think of that, you know, are we okay with that? What do we think of that? How you know, are we willing to put our lives on the line and stand for truth in our day and just be faithful to the Lord and just to like one thing I thought of was, you know, it's often easy to like just in our everyday life, in our jobs or whatever, we can just like people that are around us and that are just living, say for example, you know, they take the name of the Lord in vain, or you know, they're talking about their lives and they're clearly living in sin, and it's just way too easy for us to just not say anything. And that was something that I was convicted of, and it's just some thoughts that I had. So God bless you.
Good morning, everyone. So yeah, I was also blessed by all the messages from this week. One thing that stuck out to me was on Friday, the last message that we had from Andy Dutter, he was talking about persecution and how we don't face it in America. And he asked us the question, is it by chance or is it by choice? That's all I have.
Good morning, everyone. So this past week, I believe we were all reminded of what we truly are, and that is loved dirt. That was a saying that I believe was Abner gave us. We're just loved dirt. If we can just get that in our heads, of there's no. He used the example of he built a tower. And if we can have that in our minds, it's not of our own self that God loves us. It's because He created us, and He. I don't know who it was, Brother Mickey. Maybe he gave the example, the account of Jesus at the age of 12. At the age of 12, he was about his father's business, and later on, Jesus said, well, maybe I should say, God gave him a mission, right? Do y'all believe that? God gave Jesus a mission on this earth. And Jesus' own words were, as the Father has sent me, so send I you. So that means we all have a mission. We all have a mission in this life. The question was asked, why be distracted from that mission? So that's my goal, not to be distracted. I don't want to let, of course, yeah, we got to stay busy. We got to provide, right? But do we let the things of this life distract us from our mission? So I guess maybe one thing, if there was a theme throughout the whole week that has been influential in my life, it was said on Tuesday from Mickey Brubaker that for every yes, there must be a no. So just be honest with yourself. Have you said yes to Jesus? You don't have to answer that. But if you said yes to Jesus, did you say no to yourself? And so many times, I think it's possible in my life that I want to say yes to Jesus, but I don't want to say no to myself. But we're just shorting ourselves of the full blessing of God. Just keep that in mind. With every yes, there's got to be a no. With every following, there's got to be a forsaking. But we might look at it like we're losing something. But all in all, it's God's full blessing when we give all. So, I guess I don't think, I could have a lot to share, but I was richly blessed for the past week. So many practical things that I desire to put in my life. So, I believe all of us can say that we desire your prayers, that we could not delay in putting these things into our life. So, may God bless you.